On the next episode of Sips, Suds, and Smokes,
it's time for good old boy Dave to rope us into yet another questionable decision.
For today's episode, I've curated a flight that is perfect for a hot summer day. We've covered German Radlers and British Shandies, but there's one more tradition of adding fruit to beers, the Chelada, and its crazy cousin, the Michelada.
Created in Mexico, a Chelada is simply a light lager with lime juice and a dash of salt. A Michelada is almost like a Bloody Mary, but with beer, tomato juice, hot sauce, lime juice, and a beer. Both, if done right, come in a rimmed glass. We'll be serving some homemade Chelada and Michelada along with RTD versions.
We'll be right back after this break. Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, suds. It's time for more suds.
Was that a sound effect, Dave?
That's a sound effect. Welcome, everyone, to another sud segment where the sound effects are very real.
Hey, my dad says better out than in.
And where old beers are like old people. Without the proper care, they can be prone to leak at the most inconvenient time. That's ever happened.
I'm wearing, midlife depends.
Yeah.
I'm one of your hosts, Good Old Gal Juliana.
Is that our new sponsor? Midlife depends.
Perfect.
Brought
right?
to you by.
Joining me at the table today is Good Old Boy Kendall.
Hi there.
Hello.
I would say it's great to be here, but I know what season it's coming up on, so I'm not so sure.
Yeah.
He's to suspicious. Be determined.
Sounds delightful.
Reverend Mark, hello, greetings, salutations.
Good to finally be back.
The girls have missed you. And good old boy Mike.
Hello. El grande el jefe. Of course, Dave.
Yes.
Just get that right out of the gate.
Man. Yeah, speaking of Blue Tick, hello, good old boy Dave.
Hey, were we speaking of Blue Tick?
I don't know. Just okay. Looking at your shirt.
Oh, well, my eyes are up here, buddy.
Oh, I'm sorry. How wrong of me. I'm so sorry.
I'm blinded.
Well, summertime has come again, folks.
Summertime. Mm-hmm. And the living is easy.
And you know what that means.
More el jefe.
It's time for good old boy Dave to rope us into yet another questionable decision.
Sounds delightful.
It's become an annual tradition that during the hottest months of the year, we put aside all the tasty, lovely new craft beer we like to try, and instead we taste, well, who knows what it's going to be this time.
Hey, buddy, you want that green, can of stuff from the back cooler or what?
Makes your innards glow.
Yeah. Well, good old boy Dave, go ahead and just tell us about today's stomach ache.
Stomach ache? How dare you? For today's episode, I've curated a flight that is perfect for a hot summer day. We've covered German Radlers and British Shandies, but there's one more tradition of adding fruit to beers. I'm not talking about Mike. For Chelada, the Chelada,
hello,
and its crazy cousin, the Michelada.
Three snaps.
They only like their owners, though.
Oh, that's another thing.
Wow. I don't even know where this is going.
And we're off the rails.
Mike, call the legal team now.
Oh, wait, you is a crazy auntie, a crazy cousin or a crazy auntie?
Oh, I don't know to give you a dry. You know what? I'm going to give you that.
Ah, well, there we go. Yeah. We have established a partial victory.
He stumped me, so I didn't know.
Wow.
Was he funny? It's always hard to tell with him.
Yeah. Flip a coin again.
Gosh. Okay, well, created in Mexico, enchilada is simply a light lager with lime juice and a dash of salt. A michelada is almost like a Bloody Mary, but with beer, tomato juice, hot sauce, lime juice, and a beer. Both, if done right, come in a rimmed glass. And if there was a camera here, you could see that we do have some lovely...
They look really good.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Right?
Let's hope they taste...
Great, yes. Great ambiance. Horrible.
So today, to keep this as questionable as possible, because, I mean, that's us, we'll be serving some homemade enchilada and michelada along with RTD versions. To avoid any preconceived impressions, though, and also to test the good old boys' palates,
I hated it.
We'll be tasting them all blind and revealing the name and flavor of each one after we discuss and rate it.
Smells like Dave.
There will be no ones or twos today. I'm making a prediction. Wow.
I don't know. That sounds like a challenge.
That sounds like, yeah, sounds like preconceived to me.
That is a challenge. All right. Reverend Mark, please give us the Suds ratings for today.
Be glad to. Today we'll be discussing and rating these beers with these Suds ratings, plus our signature belching sounds.
Our micheladas, not beers, man.
Here are those ratings now. Number one, that sucks. Give me anything but Montezuma's Revenge.
Ay, ay, ay.
Number two, was that a belch?
Uncle Larry, that was you again.
There's no stopping him.
Number three, what a relief.
That's what beatbox sounds like.
Number four, a body should really not make that sound.
I'm not going to tell your wife to make that sound.
Wow.
And number five, number cinco, listen to that hang time. Give me another.
I didn't realize Reverend Mark was by.
Oh, that puppy, he make that big sound like that.
Well, thank you, Reverend Mark. That was exceptional.
That's what they told me when I was little.
Sounds delightful.
Wow. You're exceptional.
Oh,
he's a special lad.
Yeah, I was about to say.
He's come so far.
How long did you get to ride on the short bus?
You know, whenever an airplane come by, I'd run out and go, "Epane, Epane." And my mom thought that was so sweet, but I was like 15.
Yeah. You know?
Hey,
wow.
Keep him moving there.
Okay.
Okay, so he's... Okay, roadblock.
Just a slight roadblock. We're good. Okay, so good old boy Dave.
Okay, so let's drink the baseline enchilada. So just the one in the rim glass.
Okay.
So is the lime a garnish, or are we supposed to squeeze that in?
It's already got lime juice in. If I gotta, feel like you need a little...
I got a traveler here, you know, in my... you know,
got a floater?
I got a floater. Okay. Nice. Yeah. I don't think it's a Mexican bug either, man.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Refreshing?
Mm-hmm.
It is refreshing.
Now, this is made with Modelo Especial.
Okay.
Oh, and yes, fresh lime juice.
Senor, it's
squeezed
good.
It with my own little hands. But,
I mean, it's similar to a margarita.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of similar flavors.
Same basic
premise. More beer. Yeah, definitely don't have that little bit of tequila bite.
Yeah.
I think one of the things that, to me, is distinguishing of having a good michelada or chelada is how fresh either the lime juice or the tomato
juice is.
Yep. So I am betting that the RTDs, my preconceived notion, will suck compared to those that would be made with fresh ingredients.
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But, you know, it's worth a shot. Okay, so on the basis of this homemade, would you drink it?
Well, even though Dave made it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think I washed my hands.
There's that. I mean, and what would we rate it?
Oh, a solid 3, man.
Mm. All right.
3. Okay. 3 it is.
Okay. So now we're going to go to
A.
A. So can A.
Can A.
Is
something.
Okay.
And you guys just taste it and then let's talk about it and then we'll
rate it.
Hmm.
So the color is very similar to the homemade.
Mm-hmm. This is just a pale straw color. The first thing that jumps out to me is the salt. This has an awful lot of salinity about it. Mm. It just is all over the front edge. It's surprising.
Yeah.
Yep. And there's some lime on the nose, but the lime is not prominent like it is in a fresh one.
Yeah. And so if you were thinking that, well, that's how the glass was rimmed. This is definitely a product that you do not want to put it in a rimmed glass.
It'd be plenty of salt.
No. It would be salt stacked on top of salt. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is like, wow, I'm in the kayak and I don't want to, you know, rim my glasses while I'm floating down, you know.
It's almost got like a goza kind of
that's actually pretty good for me,
because there's a little bit of lime, which gives you a little bit of
it
acidity.
It has that acidulated malt component to it. Yeah.
And then it's got the little bit of salinity.
It reminds me, honestly, of Uinta's lime pilsner they put out.
Yeah, that's except, good as well, Kendall.
Minus the salinity. That was such a good beer. Lime works so well in a light lager.
What do you think, Reverend Mark?
Oh, yeah, it does.
I with the salt in it, it also has a certain minerality to it, a mineral aspect. So I'm thinking of Perrier somewhat, lime Perrier.
Yeah.
But with a little bit of, tiny little bit of malt to cover that over. But I think it's the salt that's doing that, giving that mineral.
Did you get the next one?
I don't know.
Roadblock.
Oh, roadblock.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. What do you think about it, Juliana?
So when you take the fresh one, right, you're getting a taste of the salt before you get into the drink. It's like with this one, the salt is already on top, and it's like a thick layer of salt that you have to get through. It's like it's already been dumped in there for you. And it makes me appreciate fresh lime juice a lot.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I think the fresh one would be much, much better on a hot day, too.
However, desperate times, desperate measures. And this one actually isn't bad.
And like Mike said, if you're looking for something you can put, it's in a can, you can take anywhere, take to a picnic, float down the river, whatever. This is a good, solid option.
So this is called, this is from Modelo. It's the Chelada Limón y Salt.
So
and we are
the
going
basic
to,
lime
and
salt.
We're going to rate this a 3.
All right.
Yeah, you know, I think compared to the fresh one that we had, I didn't think that it was better or worse, you know, and I think our ratings, you know, align that way.
Yeah, so cool.
Yeah, I like
more this. To come after a brief interlude. Welcome back, everyone. Today is a summer of questionable decisions, and good old boy Dave, what is today's?
We are drinking Cheladas and Enchiladas, the Mexican Radler.
Sure.
We should have had enchiladas, too.
We don't have any little dogs here. Okay. What do you call those? Like, chihuahua, right?
Reverend Mark.
Chihuahua, yeah.
Reverend Mark, you got a chihuahua story.
Yeah.
Is it about a dog, or were you in Chihuahua, Mexico?
Both.
Okay.
No, it's about a family that I knew, and this was, this was like 30 years ago, but, you know, they were like real persnickety about dog breeding, and they wanted... they wanted like a purebred Chihuahua, which is, you know, like called a Mexican
hairless.
That'd
be like the most interesting small talk at a gathering. So what do you do? Well, I breed Chihuahuas. Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Man,
did you like lose something on career day? Right. Were you the kid that they went, man, he's ugly. He's going to be the dog breeder of Chihuahuas.
It is a very special breed. Some say they actually come from the fox rather than the wolf, but... that's another story entirely.
The weasel.
Okay.
But anyway, this family that I knew went down to Mexico to find a Mexican hairless breeder, you know.
And wait, the breeder, or the dog?
That was my question.
Well, they had to find the breeder first, and then they found the dog. But they asked around, and they were pointed in a direction. It looked a little bit
sketchy,
dicey. Yep, yeah. But they made it there, and it was just a newborn. So you know, tiny little pup. So they brought it back home, and like you know, 6 months later, it's still this tiny little pup, and they know that. You know, it's supposed to be a small dog, but so they eventually took it to the vet and they said, you know, we went down to Mexico.
Where's the hair
on
this dog?
We got this hairless. We know they're the tiniest of this particular breed, but I mean, it's not grown an inch in 6 months.
Super grande pico chihuahua.
It's muy poquito, you know. And so, the vet kind of looked it over and he says, what we got here is a rat.
No.
Yeah.
They've had a rat for 6 months and they thought it was a dog.
How is that possible?
Oh. Did it have a, because chihuahuas don't have long tails.
That is hilarious.
Right?
Not really.
Wow. Yeah. Like, how do you not know a friggin' rat? Chihuahuas look like
that. I think this answers my own question. If you knew that this was the guy on career day that was going to have to make a bad choice, this is what happens.
Reverend Mark didn't mention in the story is that these people were all horrible alcoholics.
I bet you they had the michelada. Like, what about that?
Like,
man?
Every time.
Yeah. So, wow. Man.
So, did they keep the rat or
did you feed them?
Oh, yeah. By that time, they bonded, you know. Yeah. I mean, so,
like, would you feed it chelada or michelada? You know? Yeah. He likes a bowl, right?
Oh. You see? Man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I think we need to go to the next
keep
video.
Going.
That was.
Oh, wow.
Can we tell stories like you Reverend Mark?
That's just missing a t-shirt. Yeah. I breed hairless rats. Oh, okay. All right.
That one.
This one. Yes. Okay.
So,
yeah, the pink
I picked
one.
Up the
this
wrong
one.
One.
Yeah. Okay.
That one.
Yeah, we're doing the pink one.
Yeah. So the next one is sort of pink hue.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh.
You guys, the first two suckered you guys in. You're like, oh, this is going to be pretty good.
You know, I need to move this to a different geography.
I think you just killed Mike.
Oh, he's dialing in his southern voice.
Over here.
Yeah. Not the same as the last one.
Bandao, yes.
You know, this tastes like. Like those strawberries that are way too ripe.
Like bad strawberry shortcake, you know. It's been
or somebody rotten.
Blended it with a Zima.
Bad strawberry candy, much salt.
And it really makes the salt
it's like come
way out. So much
not much wow. lime in it, but it's just kind of a mess.
And it's got a little heat to it.
And it's kind of like a really, really old Jolly Rancher.
That was in your bong for
yep, exactly.
Yeah. I'd almost rather drink a strawberry Jolly Rancher and a Zima than this.
This is something that I would probably give to my ugliest cousin.
You know? You guys remember earlier when I said there'd be no ones or twos?
Yeah. This is definitely like a minus three.
That might have changed.
That's what I know. I was saying there it's not even a one.
You know, I think if you put some Cool Whip on top of this, it would still suck.
Would it be better if it had less salt?
Yes. No, it would still suck. This strawberry it still is suck. So I'm overwhelming. Yeah. It is way too sweet and nothing in balance, and it tastes like, you know, you got out of one of those cola machines that has like 42 different flavors and somebody hit the wrong button.
True. It is sweet. If you take the salt away, it'd probably seem cloying.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep.
But then there's like... It's like there's degrees, right? The first degree is the salt that hits you. Then you're getting this super sweet strawberry. But then there's this heat at the end that comes out of nowhere that you're like, is this animal, vegetable, or mineral? I'm confused.
How could I make this not enjoyable in three separate ways?
Yeah, exactly, Dave. I like that. You can fail on every single thing that you were trying to hit. And
too hot,
and
too salty, too sweet.
This is what it would be like in the glass, you know, for sure.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Well, what this is.
I would feed
folks,
that to a hairless rat, man.
This is another Modelo. And this is fresa picante. So hot strawberry.
Yeah, no.
That used to be Mike's stripper name.
Oh, they used
chilies. No.
What you call it, hot strawberry back in high school, Mike?
Yeah. That's a disappointment because the lemon and salt one was pretty good.
Right. It's like when you start getting a little too, they got a little too cocky, I think, with this one.
Yeah, they ruined some Modelo with that.
I like that. You know, it could be my next non-deplume name. Yeah. You know,
Hot strawberry.
Hot strawberry.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a stage name.
That's a
now
clip.
I'm stage number four, hot strawberry.
Okay, but I'm going to ask a dumb question. Have you ever eaten a meal where strawberries were in the meal and they were spicy strawberry or like peppery strawberries? Okay.
No.
So, no, right? I mean,
maybe I had one dish that had like hot honey on it with strawberries, but that's
the extent of it.
Yeah. That's about as close as I can remember.
I don't think it's inherently a bad idea to have strawberries with maybe a little chili or something spicy, but. But then you dump a bunch of salt on it. I don't know, man.
Yeah, like a strawberry salsa is good.
Okay.
You know, because it gives a little acid as well as sweet, you know.
Okay.
But this is way over the line.
Sure. And I've had like balsamic strawberries, which are really neat. But I don't understand.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Moving on. What let's go we, back.
I know we didn't hit the button.
Oh, we're one.
Yeah,
it's
official.
A one. It's a one. Okay.
Man, it smells like a hairless lat.
Oh,
a hairless rat.
Oh. Okay, let's move on to something that is more in line with the color.
Well,
that
the color's
had.
Back. So
yeah, the color's.
I like that.
A blondish thing. Yes.
It's better than the last
that
one.
That is super sweet. Holy crap.
Wow.
I haven't even tasted it, but I'm like getting a ton of pineapple.
It's more like a cream ale that's been flavored up.
Yeah. This is just like sipping from a can of Dole.
Pineapple juice?
Pineapple juice.
With some salt in it?
Yep.
A lot of salt.
I mean, I understand that salt enhances sweet flavors, but...
No. I would give this to my second ugliest cousin.
Yep.
Not as bad as the strawberry.
Not as bad as the strawberry, but it's still
not
bad.
Good.
And still that independently failing on every front, you know, like it's too much salt, it's too much sugar.
I think inherently
it's too much pineapple.
The pineapple can balance out the sugar or the salt a little bit better than the strawberry did, but, or maybe just the pineapple flavor is better than the strawberry flavor.
I think even
was.
Watered down, this would suck.
Yeah.
If this was a hairless rat,
is Kendall working on the,
it would
the,
still not be
you working
good,
on the cuvee?
Not yet.
We see that's a brave moment if you're headed down that path, Kendall.
Oh, yeah, I think I should.
Oh, wow.
He's got to, yeah.
There's a short form video moment, yeah.
Okay.
All right, Juliana, what are you thinking about this one?
Slightly better, but still offensive. The only thing I could say about this is I think it would go well with some... like fajitas or
sangria
or something. Or something like that.
Salsa? Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah.
I mean, that's the only...
I think if you were buying these in a store, you should look at the clerk and go, which one of these has been sitting here the longest? And don't buy that one.
Okay. So we're going to rate this one now and...
Yeah, let's go. Oh, wow.
Okay. We're going to rate this a 2. And this one is also from Modelo. And this is the Pina Picante. So again, it has the pineapple and chili peppers. So they really enjoy chili peppers with their fruit.
Well, you got it. I mean, it's not it's not chilada if it ain't got a little zing to it.
I've never seen Kendall make that face, before. I mean, it was like
it's
so much pain.
It's weird.
Yeah.
All right, Kendall.
Let's
have story time with Kendall.
All right. Well, let me tell you about a Michigan woman who was found living inside a grocery store sign with a computer, desk, and coffee maker.
Cool.
Was she drinking one of these beverages?
Possibly.
Probably many.
So a Michigan woman was found living inside a sign on top of a grocery store that local police says makes you scratch your head. The unidentified 34 year old woman who police said was homeless. Well, not technically. She was living in a sign.
She got a sign. That's a home.
Had been living in the grocery store sign for a year. And inside she had a desk, a coffee maker, a computer, and a printer. She was discovered on April 23rd when contractors. So you're saying
she had good internet service there?
I'm guessing, yeah.
The store's probably got good Wi-Fi, dude. Don't you gotta get the password?
So, she was discovered on April 23rd when contractors at the store noticed someone was running an extension cord to the roof where there's a plug-in.
Gotta have the coffee, man.
And it says, it's a story that makes you scratch your head. Just somebody living up in a sign, says Midland Police Officer Brennan Warren. There was some flooring that was laid down, a mini desk, her clothing, a Keurig coffee maker, a printer, and a computer. All the things you would have at home. Well, makes sense. It was her home.
Except a bathroom and a shower. And
yeah, I was thinking about that too. The sign is about 5 feet wide and has a door, so not a lot of square footage. But he says, I honestly don't know how she's getting up there. She didn't indicate that either. There was no sign of a ladder. Brennan explained that the 5 foot wide, 8 foot high sign is accessible from the roof of the store and has a door.
So it's a UFO story, man, right?
Yeah. Somehow.
They put her up in the beam.
I think that they should, you know, like housing can be hard to find.
Yeah. So they gave her some information on where she could find some services in the area, and she took off from there. The woman told the police that she had been living in the sign for a year and working elsewhere. She's not facing any charges since she agreed to vacate the sign. And the grocery store company said that their staff was trying to be compassionate and professional in responding to the woman, making sure she was safe. And in this time where there's not a lot of affordable housing. So weird story, but kind of sad too.
So they kicked her out and then they cleaned the place and then rented it back out.
Probably for twice of what she was paying.
Right. Correct. Yeah.
And it's really sad that she had to drink that kind of coffee.
Yeah, that's the worst part. You know, she was probably living off the chalada, man.
But yeah, living in a sign. Well, not just the bathroom, but it's Michigan. You know, it gets cold there in the winter.
That's what I was thinking about, too.
Like, this is like 100 some miles north of Detroit.
I bet you she had a hairless pet rat.
But maybe, like, does the sign heat up? I mean.
I don't know. Like, maybe all the light bulbs keep it warm
in there. She was married to the rat breeder, man.
All the heat from the store. I don't know. But yeah. It can be really warm living in a sign.
I'm sorry. And like, but you got to admit though, it's kind of ingenious that she came up with that idea.
She put flowers on top.
Like, how did she even get up there in the first place to figure out there's a door?
Right. Yeah. That's what's the odd part. How did she keep getting up on top of the grocery store without anybody knowing for a year?
I'll say this. Right? I think that woman has great instincts on survival. And that's the kind of person, if stuff went down, the zombie apocalypse happens, you'd want her on your side.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Finding shelter.
No, that's.
I would want to have one of these chiladas in my hand, man.
Yeah. All right, we'll get this next one in your hand.
Okay, so thank you for that story.
All right, we're going off color again.
Off color. So not as pink as before, but slightly pinky, peachy something.
Ooh, what is that?
It's just as bad as the other three, man.
Okay, the aroma on this is weird.
Ooh. Yeah, peach is the dominant thing going on here. Almost like a peach watermelon.
That's even a little cherry.
I don't know.
But that might be some conflicting. The peach watermelon, that's a good call, too. Yeah.
Who would have thought peach and watermelon
I actually think this one would be okay if it wasn't so salty.
I told Dave that...
Same, yeah.
When he was talking about this show, I said, you know, this sounds like we've done this show already. It was the Zima and Jolly Rancher show. And after having four of these products, you could put them side by side of the Zima and Jolly Ranchers, and you would not notice the difference.
Not much. Yeah. Except for the salt.
I was going to say, unless you dump a bunch of
this
salt.
This one is more Jolly Rancher than any so far for
me.
Yeah. Yeah, very much so. Yeah, the sugars are incredibly simple and pronounced and make you make that noise. So... And these just like all, JB's face there. She was like, oh, man.
These all come in those really big cans.
Yeah, that's...
So, like, you're drinking a bunch of this.
I think if you wanted
they need
to have
put a bloat warning on there. Like
a really short baby shower, serve this.
Or just a short baby.
Mm. Uncle Mike came by. He dropped off these chiladas. You know, they were free.
Let's Everybody went home.
I should.
Let me pet your rat.
Wow. Drink a few of these. Somebody might let you pet their rat.
Well, and let's think about where we got some of these from. Was it West Virginia?
Oh, that, here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I got some here and some in West Virginia. I think, did I get any in Texas?
What would be the national flavor or the state flavor there, Kendall? Man of West Virginia, right?
I think I got some in Texas.
Of all these flavors, which would the one they go, it's that's from West Virginia.
It's not known for its culinary scene.
Okay.
I'm trying to think what really grows well there. What not much of anything.
What would they garnish this with?
Weed? I go with a squirrel pot pie.
I've seen some of the meth plantations in West Virginia driving through. It stuff grows crazy.
They have
like
a big sign next to the case where this says teeth optional.
Why were you in West Virginia buying chiladas?
Well, it's not.
That's the one I'm wondering.
It's not necessarily that we went there to buy.
Just watch me. You lean into the microphone and go, Senator, I don't recollect.
Okay, but for the sake of transparency, if one is driving home to visit family that's in Pennsylvania.
You should have just kept driving.
Well, if you have to go potty.
You have to go potty or like gas refill.
It's hard to get to Pennsylvania without going from West Virginia, from this part of the country.
Yeah. Feed the hairless rat, man. I mean, you've got to stop somewhere. Okay.
All right. So what are we thinking about this particular?
It's terrible.
It moved in the opposite direction.
It's run.
Okay. Bad. This is going to be a one, and this is the watermelon picante.
There you go.
Spicy watermelon.
Spicy watermelon.
Again.
Salt beer.
They really enjoy.
I still think there's some peach, but.
Maybe that's the pepper giving you that peachiness. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the moral of the story is if we're going to get a Modelo Chelada, we got to go with the lime
and salt.
And salt.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That was the only one that, even came close.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. To be continued after this brief interlude. Welcome back, everyone.
To the summer of questionable decisions.
Yes, it is.
Keep on driving. Do not fill up your vehicle in West Virginia.
Okay. So, good old boy, Dave, this is your grandchild.
All right. So, we've gone through the chiladas. Basic is better. That's what we figured out.
Yes.
Don't try to get too fancy.
No flavors.
No. Right. So now we're going to try micheladas. So it's like a Bloody Mary with beer instead of vodka. So everybody try the baseline michelada in the rim glass.
Mm. Mm-hmm. I got to move my hairless rat, man. Ooh. Mm. Yeah. That does not suck.
Ooh. Wow. It is spicy.
That tahini on your rim is...
That's the way to go, man.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
this is half Clamato juice, half regular tomato juice.
Okay. That's a very good combo there. So for those of you making at home, don't dump in just all tomato juice. It gets too sweet.
Yep.
And there's no salinity.
Ah, dang.
In a tomato juice. And
dang.
I mean, when you have a tomato sandwich, that's one of the key ingredients you put on it.
Put a little salt,
right?
Balance that sweetness.
So I think the Clamato that you used was.
I think this tahini's caught up in my mustache now. Yeah. That's going to be. I'm going to be paying for this later.
Hmm. Yeah. Great choice. It. Really good, Dave.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, I give that a 5 all day.
All right.
That one's right on cue.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a nice one.
This would be good in the morning, a little of the hairless dog that bit you.
Hairless rat that bit you.
Hey, man, keep that thing on your side of the house.
Okay, we're going to try something else.
All right, this is E.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so.
E is for everyone.
Well, it smells like tomatoes.
Hairless rat.
The color is, cloudy.
Yeah.
It tastes like Campbell's tomato soup watered down a little bit.
That's not a bad way to describe it. So the salinity is completely different on this one versus the homemade one that we just had. So that chlamydia, I mean. what'd you say it was?
Clamato.
Clamato. That's right. I'm sorry, Dave. I got those things confused.
How?
It happens.
It happens. You know, a lot of fellas.
A chihuahua. Let's see.
Daggum. Yeah, that's what it is to me. This is like when you're making.
It has the odor of tomatoes.
It smells like. And when I was in high school, I worked at a Pizza Hut, and you know the dipping sauce you get with your breadsticks. It smells like that to me. Pizza Hut marinara dipping sauce.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. Everybody smelled that one.
Yeah,
it's at least once.
It's not terrible.
Yeah. It's not terrible,
but it's not something I would go to.
I would not.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you guys?
It's out of balance, you know. Yeah. I think that's the thing.
Yeah.
And
what do you think, Juliana?
I think you're. Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So, the tomato juice is, or the tomatoiness is like kind of excessive on the nose. Mm-hmm. You know, you're in for a treat.
Well, I think Dave's homemade one really set the bar so high. Mm-hmm, it was so good and balanced and a great choice of ingredients. You know, I think all the RTDs are just doomed, you know, because that bar was set so high.
And it's weird. I almost feel like I'm getting a lot of garlic on it or something. Like,
They're definitely putting some spices and different things in there.
There's something.
I'm getting into like the marinara thing going on with it, not just tomatoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's an extra zhuzh or something. Okay, so what shall we...
Did we rate it? I don't...
No, we're... Reverend Mark, what do you think about it, though? Sorry.
Well, the salinity is not as off-putting as in the previous examples, but there's no comparison to the...
You like the one with chlamydia?
Yes. Yeah. Well, no.
He didn't grow up in the 60s, so.
I mean, who's to say?
Ooh, heartburn. All right, we're going one?
We're going one. Yes. And this is the Modelo Especial Chelada. Just as simple as can be. With tomato, salt, and lime.
Yeah.
So. But I don't get any lime.
Well, it's a good thing you can buy those by the can and not the four-pack. That's all I can say for real.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Let's move on to the next one.
Yeah. Is Grupo Modelo owned by InBev? Or I think they're standalone.
I'm not sure.
I can't remember.
It's hard to keep up these days. Things move around.
Oh, you know, the chlamydia is affecting my brain, man. This one has a much heavier mouthfeel on it. Mm-hmm. It's sitting heavier on the palate.
Oh, yeah.
And
you can taste the beer.
Yes.
There's a little malt character to it.
This has a balance.
Some. Less tomato, less salt.
It's less offensive than the last one. How's that?
That's maybe. I don't know.
That's usually how people greet Dave. You're less offensive than the last one.
Yeah. And then I start talking, and they're like,
"Then it's over.
I'll take it back."
Yeah. Then it's over.
What about the liquidy part? Can you drink the liquidy part?
Yeah, we're working on it. What do you think, Reverend Mark?
Well, I think these so-called beer products that we've sampled today kind of show you that
I like that category. So-called beer products.
That brewing basics are not to be challenged. Meaning that if you want to kind of like bend the edges of a sweet malty beverage, you do it with hops, not with salt.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah,
all these have gone to Flavortown. You know? Yeah,
is that what that is?
I think they're on the wrong side of Flavortown, though. They're in the.
But this one is slightly more balanced.
Less offensive.
Yeah.
It's a little better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is, but I'm getting beer. Like for the first time, I'm actually tasting beer.
Everything got
with
out
my
of the
tomato.
Way. Yeah. There was somebody in the room that said, "No, let's put in less of that."
Yeah.
I'm wondering, though, if you went up, say, like on a beer hiatus or a beer fast, let's say for a month, you know, in January, like a lot of people do, and you came upon this for your first beer after a month away from the beer world, would it be a big disappointment?
Oh, I'd be in group therapy for at least 3 years.
I'd take off another month.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I would go another month.
Oh, Chihuahua, hand me the vodka, man.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Okay. Right. Well, you know,
a little better.
Better. So we're going with a two.
Is this the no, this isn't the Modelo. Ooh, what is that?
Budweiser.
Wow.
Clamato.
Ooh, it's the Clamato is the secret, I think.
Hmm.
I don't think the Modelo had Clamato. They just had regular tomato.
Lager with natural flavors and vegetable juice for color.
Vegetable juice. Oh, there's stuff in there.
Yeah, there's stuff. Okay, 5% ABV. And I don't think I mentioned this before, but the
Modelo. What's that one?
The Modelo's.
I think they're like 3.5.
Yeah, I've got to believe they're less than 4.
Yeah. I can't. Yeah, it's saying on there.
It's such low ABV, you can't even see it.
Yeah, you can't even see it.
And not even compliant.
Yeah.
With TTB.
Wow.
Yeah, well.
You can't touch us. All right.
Yeah, okay.
So let's try this next one.
Yeah.
Can G. That's right. This is our 7th one.
Yeah. Different.
It's kind of sweet in a weird way.
Like a sweet tomato.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I'm drinking soup. It's very savory.
This needs some serious citrus and lime.
Yeah.
And salt. It just is. It feels punched down.
Yep. I couldn't warm this up and eat it with a
this grilled cheese sandwich. This just needs some saltine crackers on the top of it. And a spoon.
And hair of something.
Yeah.
That one's pretty gross.
Yeah. This is just a bad idea.
Yeah, it's just all over the place.
Yeah, we're moving in the opposite direction.
But what is that? What is that I'm tasting? It's like, it's almost like there's something like seafood or something in there.
It's been stirred with a hairless rat, man.
Well, I mean, it could be, that could be Clamato.
Yeah.
I mean.
Oh, my.
What is that in there? That was Larry's hairless pet rat.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's
hairless rat soup.
Well, we'll call it a Chihuahua, though.
Trailer Park Sangria.
Okay. I don't even think the trailer. I think Trailer Park Sangria is better than this. Yeah. So we're gonna
depends on the trailer park.
Rate this a 1, and this is
also
another Budweiser, and this is Picante Clamato. So. Lager with natural flavors and vegetable juice again for color, but this time with peppers.
Yeah, so it's just but I didn't even get any spice.
No, but I was picking up, you know, a lot, like I said, savory, but no real heat from spice. Yeah. It's just weird.
No, whereas with the Modelos, you were getting a heat at the end of the fruit.
Do they do tasting panels on these things before they?
They hire some guy out of the parking lot to go, tell us which one doesn't suck.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Last but not least, let's try this last one.
All right.
The color on it is odd. It
smells interesting.
Oh, my God. That's the worst. That's the worst of the bunch.
Okay. This smells sweet.
Very sweet.
Right? It smells like a Jolly Rancher.
It's definitely Jolly Rancher.
Definitely Jolly Rancher time. Like something's been blended.
Tastes like a Jolly Rancher that I already swallowed and then threw up.
Oh, man.
And then tried to eat again.
Holy crap. Okay.
This tastes like a blend. Like, I'm waiting for something chunky.
Give me a minute. I might produce something chunky.
Yeah, this is as bad as anything.
I have to reset my palate with your original. This is really bad.
What
that's the worst of the bunch.
What is that?
That sat on the shelf in West Virginia for at least 5 years.
Whoever provided that for the show should be
shot.
Oh my
God. Bang, bang.
That's so bad. How dare you, Julie?
Yeah, Reverend Mark, do you have any thoughts on this?
Yeah, well, I think that whoever came up with these flavorings, it must have been someone like, remember Clark Griswold, who was with Family, you know, Family Vacation?
Oh, yeah.
He was a food additive specialist and put, like, you know, shellac on cornflakes to make them look nice.
I thought you were going to say whoever came up with this must be like the Marquis de Sade or something. Yeah.
But it's kind of like, it gives a whole new twist to the phrase ultra-processed. It's ultra processed.
I like that. It's wonderfully like, descriptive.
It's probably shelf stable for 5 years.
Maybe.
I'm thinking embalming fluid.
You know, you might be onto something.
Formaldehyde.
Is that what gives them that rosy glow afterwards?
Yeah, I would definitely give that to a family member that I'm not quite sure if they're
but
family.
But even the color is just like turbid scary or something.
Oh, yours looks horrible compared to ours.
Yeah, right? I think because I got the bottom.
Oh, yeah, you got the dregs out of yours.
Yeah.
Okay, so we are going to rate this a 1.
So this is the Victoria Vicky Chamoy. It is a spiced herbal lager. That's
a very bad idea.
And like, I'm looking at Untappd right now, and people are rating it like a 5 and a 4.
Boy, like, you just can't go by that, can
you? How did they even figure out how to get on to Untappd?
Oh my goodness. This is 3.5% ABV. So for those of you that are watching your weight, this is perfect for you.
I think if you get invited to a bachelorette or bachelor party and you don't want to go and you want to send something there to make sure that those friends have a good time and leave you out of it, send a case of that.
If you want to drink a beer named Vicky... Yeah.
Yeah. My gosh.
It's a shame what they did to Victoria Beer because it's great on its own. Solid Mexican beer.
That's her favorite, Juliana's favorite lager from Mexico. I'm more of a Modelo guy, but yeah, Victoria's good. But
I just naturally stepped into tuning up for this show today because I ate quesabira. For lunch today over at Garden Fresh, best quesabira tacos in town. And the other shows I have to record today are also about products in Latino countries. So I've been learning how to cuss in Spanish and other dialects of of how you speak Spanish. Maybe in the Dominican Republic.
Cigars
as well.
Will burn some of this taste out of your mouth.
If you want to sound like a local in the Dominican Republic, you just have to carry out the last part of any word. So it's like, Reverend Mark, it's a Kindle. So, yeah, there you go.
So I was trying to figure out what was on the can, and it's Victoria Cerveza with classic flavors of chamoy and tamarind.
None of that worked. Yeah. I think all the tamarind wound up in your glass.
Victoria is actually owned by Grupo Modelo, too.
Hey, so I think my tip Modelo show out of today is make them fresh. They're too good made that way.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Just make them fresh.
And fresh is really tasty. All right. Well, that's going to do it for us today. As we recover.
Kicking off the summer, baby.
Let's say goodbye. Good old boy Kendall, thanks for being here.
It's been fun, but I'm not sure it's been a pleasure.
This one was special.
This is a rough day.
Yeah. Sounds delightful. Tell us about your blog.
My wife and I blog about the good news of good beer at beermakes3.com.
Reverend Mark, thanks so much for being here.
It is such a joy. And these products, even though they weren't worth their salt, it was still fun to comment on them.
Good boy, Mike. Thanks for being here.
Adios, muchacho. Hey, come back and enjoy another good episode of Sip, Suds, and Subs. Sip, Suds, and Smokes. I tell you to keep on sipping.
Good boy, Dave.
I like this.
This is good old gal Juliana. Keep on chugging and catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast, Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle, @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a one-tan hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.